Places, please. The dance is about to begin.
Hey, yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Aaron bringing you Food for Thought Volume 105 here, the semi-social life of a black introvert podcast. Hope that you're having a wonderful day wherever you are all around the world. I hope that the sun is shining. I hope that you are smiling. I hope that you have good vibes and energy. What can I say, y'all? It has been a long time. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back with a jump off. It's been like 3 months, and a lot has happened in 3 months, as it should. You know, I had a plan in December to do this series called Working While Black, and my plan was to hit every episode every single week. I had them all mapped out, and then I started working and being black at the same time, and my plan just crumbled, which is okay, and I really had to learn how to just slow down a bit. If I couldn't do these episodes, it's okay. It's okay. And in fact, in stepping away once again, life ultimately serves as a great teacher. During the past 3 months, I've been working, and I'm black, and I've had a really wonderful, incredible, life-changing time as an educator, connecting with students who are amazing, wonderful, talented, amazing world changers. Like, they're just amazing. And so for the past 3 months, I've been running a mentoring program, and I've also been leading a leadership program at the same time. And so I've been pouring and connecting and building community, and it's been a lot, and it's been great. And it took me away from here, this podcast, this space. And perhaps I needed the break. You know, one of the things I cherish most is to be around creative people. People that just have a good vibe and energy. And when you lead groups that just have talent, passion, intelligence, wisdom, heart, drive, like even though I was leading, quote unquote, leading the group, they were teaching me. Their energy was inspiring me during a time which I needed inspiration. Y'all, life has highs, lows, and middle grounds. And sometimes you need people, actually a lot of times you need people to pick you up. When your energy is low, you need their energy to get on you and lift you up, pick you up, make you move a little faster. Sometimes you need to have conversations and connections with people that will spark your own energy. Perhaps you can spark their energy. That is the value of community. Community can inspire. Community can allow you the space to change, to grow, to evolve. Community can see the things in you that perhaps you can't even see yourself. Y'all, the community that I've been in with the leadership group and with this mentoring group, the communities that I've been in have been remarkable. Certainly have left an imprint upon my life. When I look back at the beginning of the year, when I was planning the mentoring group and the leadership group, I had a vision in mind of what I wanted both to be. I wanted both groups to be places that brought a diverse group of people together. People from different backgrounds, people of different identities, people of different loves, likes, hates, passions, pursuits, purposes. I wanted in my mind, and I've never seen the full movie, but I almost wanted it to be like sort of like The Breakfast Club. It's like an 80s movie. I've seen like 20 minutes, maybe like 18 minutes of it, but like a collection of people that probably would never or would probably not be in the same space, but yet when in the same space, they connect and they can pull upon one another and they see that they have similarities. And they recognize that they have differences, but their differences lead to information and knowledge being exchanged through communication. And I had this vision, you know, almost like at the end of every like 80s or 90s movie, teen movies or like sitcoms, you know, at the end of the day, everybody comes together and they leave and they want more. They leave and they realize they were in an experience that was life-changing. That's what I saw. That's what I believed that I could create. That was my purpose within my job position. Y'all, to say that it happened would be an understatement. It really would be like, it turned out so much better than even what I imagined. And as the person that is quote unquote leading, you know, charged with leading the groups, I had several moments throughout the past month with both the leadership group and the mentoring group where I sort of sat back almost like a father would or a parent. I sat back and I looked at the students and I saw them interacting. I saw them connecting. I saw their smiles. I saw them lift each other up. And I sat back almost like a proud parent and was like, wow, this is amazing. This is a moment. This is what life is all about. The connections. The community. See, y'all, I'm an educator. I have a job position at a rather large university. That is my job position. But y'all, when I look back and am able to gaze upon community and realize that I had a hand in it. I was one of several hands in it. But yes, I had a hand in it. Y'all, that is my purpose. To create community. I can really do that anywhere. That's why I don't necessarily value my job position more than my life purpose. Because I'm so much more purpose-driven than position-driven. Y'all, it was amazing. 3 months, 4 months, really, if I sort of look at it, but 3 to 4 months of just energy, positive energy. The unexpected happenings of a group of strangers getting together and creating positive change within the community and finding that we are a community even amongst ourselves. I am someone who I used to want to change the world and do it, you know, in waves of 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 people. Like I used to feel like I needed a whole stadium of folks in order to get the message of positivity and it will spread quicker. We need more people. We need more people. And now I realize that's just not me. Cool. You know, hey, if you want to invite me to a stadium to speak to 100,000 people, you know, and pour into them, cool. You know, I'm sure I could do that. Yeah. But you know, I value the small intimate groups so much more. Instead of looking across and seeing a whole sea of people and not knowing their names and not being able to recall their faces and not being able to hear their laughter or see their smiles or look into their eyes, I would much rather be in a small group setting and being able to hear someone's voice, being able to hear their life story, being able to experience their vibe, their energy, being able to allow them to teach me something new. I love the quality over the quantity. When people tell me that I can't create long-lasting change at the place where I work, I laugh and I don't entertain it. They tell me, oh, the place you work is too big. You're too small. You work in a big place. You're too small. You're not that powerful. And instead of cussing them out and telling them about themselves and their mama, I don't respond. And I cuss them out in my head. Now, seriously, I do. I do that a lot. But I've learned that if you want to move and create change in this world, at least for me personally, start small. Start small. Start with the people that you come in contact with every day. Family, friends, acquaintances, strangers, roommates, kids, spouse, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters. Yourself. Change starts with you. Power starts with you. And then you bring that power, that empowerment, that positivity to other people. People who are within arm's reach. People who you randomly come in contact with. People who may ask you a question and come up to you or you have a small brief interaction with. But those are the moments that really can change someone's day, someone's week, someone's month, someone's year, someone's life. Acknowledgement, recognizing people. There's a power in being seen, being heard. That's why when people ask me, how are you doing? I make sure that I hear what they're saying and I respond to it and tell them honestly how I'm doing. And then I ask them, how are they doing? And you know, I don't know. You know, this is sort of how conversations get started. And I know I'm an introvert. I know I'm socially awkward. And I know, you know, I have my weird tendencies, but I tell you, it works like a charm. Connections. Community. If you don't get anything out of this food for thought today, it's connections and community. Plug yourself in, connect with people, and build a community. Be a part of something special. Why? Because you are special. And there are other special people like you that need your vibe, that need your stories, that need your laughter, and you need theirs. Sometimes I feel like in this world of technology, technology isolates us. We assume that we know people by seeing pictures or quick videos. But yet we miss that communication, that conversation, that connection of sitting in front of somebody and just being authentic. But no filters. No 10-second reels that project the highlights or the lowlights of someone's life, but authentic and perfect, but yet purposeful conversation. I saw either like a TV commercial or an ad that was talking about like face-to-face communication. It mentioned face-to-face communication and showed two people talking via the computer, like on Zoom or something. I'm like, that's not face-to-face communication. That's not what it used to be. What it used to be is sitting across from somebody at a table and hearing them and seeing them and being in their presence, in their full presence. Technology is cool, but some of these simple means and tools and avenues of communication cannot be replaced. Sometimes we've got to be courageous and get off our phones, leave the phone at home or in the car, and go take a walk outside and allow life to take you to some place that's different, and to sit at a table with a group of people who you don't know and connect. Sometimes life needs to or can inspire us to try something different. Get outside of our box, get outside of our job positions, and find our true purpose of connecting and building community. I miss this community that has been built around this podcast, and I miss the interactions that we have via social media. I miss that. I'm back. I'm gone for a minute, but I'm back now with the jump off. But just know that during my time away, during the 3 to 4 months that I was away, I was building. And I expect that you were building too. And I look forward to continuing to build community everywhere I go. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. As always, be well.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The journey is over.